Coach on the road, and we have the manager, Ron Washington. How are we doing today?
Doing well.
What is it like managing on a major league level?
Well, it's different. You know, you have to make sure that, you know, you're able to stroke about 25 egos. And you just got to make sure that your coaching staff is doing the things that you need to get done to get these guys prepared. And, you know, the biggest thing is trying to get your coaching staff on the same page that you're on. And once you get the coaching staff on the same page that you're on, then it's easier to infiltrate it into the players. So, you know, I've been fortunate to be here 5 years. And, you know, last year we finally put everything together.
Mm-hmm. And I know we all have that sensation for going down in the history books. And, you know, you'll go down in history as the first manager of the Texas Rangers to ever lead them to a World Series appearance.
Well, you know, I don't usually worry about history until I have a reason to worry about history. And right now I'm still active. And what I'm trying to do is trying to get my group of guys to stay together until we can get all our health back and maybe make another run. But right now, you know, the focus got to be on today. That's the one thing I love about my group of guys. They play a day at a time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're managing now. You had a pretty good major league career yourself. Now, what was some of your experience for those youngsters out there as a major leaguer?
Well, you know, always come prepared every day. There's so much adversity in this game. You got to be able to work your way through that. And, you know, if you're prepared and you're giving yourself a chance to go out there and compete, usually good things happen. You try hard to do exactly what the game asks you to do. And if you do that, you know, the baseball gods have a way of blessing you. And, you know, one thing I can say about my guys, they come every day to try to do just that. And, you know, there's no perfection in this game. And we just got to go out there and play nine innings and hope that we can put up one run more than the other team.
When you played, who were some of your mentors in the game?
Well, you know, I ended up coming with the Dodgers, so it ended up being Dusty Baker and Reggie Smith and Davey Lopes, Ron Say, Steve Garvey, those guys. Bill Russell, you know, they meant a lot to me because as a youngster, I ended up being in camp with the Dodgers, and they taught me what it's like to be a professional baseball player. And, you know, as I moved on in my career, I was able to pass that on to other players. And then I was able to become a coach and begin to teach the game and pass it on, and now I'm a manager.
Now you named some heavy hitters there, Doc.
Well, you know, I was fortunate enough to come through that type of organization, and those guys, as a rookie, they made you understand what it took to be a professional baseball player, and I was fortunate in that respect.
And how much has the game changed from the days you played? And it seemed like more younger players and more privileged players today.
Well, you know, they are younger, and, you know, privilege is a tough word to use. But, you know, that in-between guy is gone. You know, you're either on the high end of the game now or you're on the low end. And you have to do more teaching up here at the major league level than you did in my day. And that's just the way the game has changed. And if you want to be in the game, you have to change along with it. Not your ideals, but you have to make adjustments according to your personnel. And your personnel today is younger, so you're doing more teaching.
So now let me ask you this last question. I ask everyone that's a guest on my show. When you first made it to the big leagues, I'm going to take you way back now. And you walked in that locker room for the first time and saw your uniform hanging up in the locker room. What was that feeling like?
Well, it was a feeling that you just couldn't explain. And one thing I did have as far as the feeling go, that I felt like I belonged there. I felt like I had earned my right to be there. And now what I had to do was just go out and play baseball and prove to the people that put the trust in me to bring me there that I could play. I never doubted that I could do it, and my first at-bat, I got a base hit, so I never doubted it.
You got the game ball?
Yeah, I have the game ball, but, you know, I was in Katrina, and Katrina really destroyed all my memorabilia, so I don't have it anymore. But that was an exciting day, and the one thing that if people want to talk about trivia, the guy I got my first hit on at the major league level, he's the same guy I got my first hit on in Triple H. So there was no reason to be afraid.
The coach on the road, take you behind the scenes with the man for the Texas Rangers, Ron Washington. Thank you.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.